Come on, let's give God a shout of praise. I think we can do better than that for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is good. And he's just good all the time. Can I get a better amen?
Amen.
I'm so glad you're here. Stand with me just 1 second. I want you to just give somebody a Christmas hug or a handshake or whatever they're comfortable with. And just say, welcome to church. We love you. You're awesome.
An extra big.
Praise the Lord. Yes. A little Christmas joy. Amen, amen. We're so excited that you're here this morning. And if you don't have a home church, we'd love for you to join us. And if you're visiting from out of town with family, we're so glad you're here. And we're just very blessed to have all of you here. I want Matt and Allison to stand real quick. Turn around, wave at everybody so they can see who you are. Hey, hey, hey. They're going to be with us over the next couple of months for sure. And they've already been out just doing some great stuff, evangelizing. And if you see these guys out in the street, they're probably telling somebody about Jesus. And we're just glad to have them here. And we welcome them. Come on, let's welcome them this morning. And they're from all over the place. She's from way up in the rainy city of Seattle, and he's from the coast of Alabama, and they've been living in Redding, California, and they're praying about moving to Hammond. So, amen. I've already heard from the Lord, so it's good to have them. I just want to share with you for just a moment, just a quick message, Christmas message to this morning. I don't know if we really understand how blessed we are, or if we really know or can comprehend or have the ability to wrap our hearts and minds around this gift called Jesus. Because it's greater than my mind can really expand, because he's so great. My wife and I were talking before Christmas, talking about the 400 years that God was silent before the birth of Jesus. And there's a lot in that, but I just want to share with you the brief part of that. Is at the close of the Old Testament, the Jewish people had no desire to serve the one true and living God, and they became like the heathens, just worshiping idols and living by the law of man with no regard for the law of God. And they were really not looking for this promised Messiah that the prophets had spoke about. They were wrapped up in their own selfishness, their own thing, doing what they wanted to do, living their life the way they wanted to live. Does that sound familiar? They were not looking for the answer, the promised Messiah that had been spoke about. But in Matthew, and there's a whole lot more history, I'm just giving you highlights. But in Matthew, the Jews had turned their attention back to God and began to hunger for the things of God. And God was about to send the greatest gift to the world that the world had ever known. The greatest gift the world had ever known. And in Matthew 1 and 18, reading from the Passion Translation, the scripture says it like this. And this was how Jesus, God's anointed one, was born. His mother Mary had promised Joseph to be his wife. But while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Her fiancé, Joseph, was a good man, full of integrity, and he didn't want to disgrace her. But when he learned of her pregnancy, he secretly planned to break the engagement. And while he's still debating with himself about what to do, he fell asleep and had a supernatural dream. And the angel from the Lord appeared to him in a clear light and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't hesitate. Take Mary into your home as your wife, because the power of the Holy Spirit has conceived a child in her womb. And she will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Savior. For he is destined to give his life to save his people from their sins." And this happened so that what the Lord had spoke through his prophets would come true. "Listen, a virgin will be pregnant, and she will give birth to a son, and he will be known as Emmanuel," which in the Hebrew means God became one of us. God became one of us. He stopped all that was going on in the heavens. He stopped. He moved from his place in the heavenlies, and he robed himself in flesh and became one of us. He walked among us. He lived like everyone else lived. He grew up as a little boy. And through his life, we saw all of these wonderful things that Jesus did. And the scripture tells us that he was tempted in all points like as we are, but without sin. He became one of us. So why would he do such a thing? Why would God leave all the splendor of glory and come and be with us? I'm going to tell you why this morning. Why would he come? He came for you. He came for every individual sitting here today under the sound of my voice. He came for you. He cares about you so much. He loves you so much. He said, I'm going to give my life so that you can have life abundantly. John 10:10 tells us this. But it's my desire is to give you everything in abundance, more than you expected. Life in its fullest until you overflow. Everybody say overflow. We're not supposed to be living on empty. We're supposed to be living on overflow. On the goodness of God, the blessings of God, the hope of God, the peace of God, the abundance of God, the mercy of God, the joy of the Lord. Living in this place of overflow. And I look around and I walk through the stores and the malls and it's Christmas season and I see people that are just stressed out. Stressed out. They're panicking. They're trying to figure it out. Oh, what am I going to do? I was on the phone this morning, I must confess, texting my brothers like, "I've got everybody a gift but your wife. I don't know what to get her. Can you please tell me?" Trying to get all of this stuff done. Trying to get it all done and worry and in stressing and trying to figure it out. But guess what? He didn't come for us to be stressed out. He came for us to be overflowing. Amen. Full of his mercy and his grace. He is in love with you. I want you to know that today. I want you to put your hand on your heart and say, "God's in love with me." No. He's crazy in love with me. He's crazy in love with me. It was all about you. He came so that you could have freedom, so that you could walk in the freedom of and have a song in your heart, a dance in your step, and know that he is good. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. The scripture tells us that we wake up every day to new mercies. We wake up every day to a new abundance of grace. And my yesterday is gone and my today is brighter. The mistakes I made yesterday, he washes them underneath the blood and I move on because he is good. And he don't hold my past against me. He sent his son as a gift wrapped in a blanket, born in a barn through a supernatural pregnancy of a virgin girl named Mary. Not a palace. not some big throne room where nobody could touch him, but just a simple girl named Mary who said yes to the Lord. Who said yes. And with her yes, the gift of life came into the earth. And with her yes, the breath of life came into your earth. And after 400 years of silence, God sent his son into the world so that we could sit at his feet. So we can enjoy time with him. That every day of our lives, we can walk with him. Talk with him. He's not silent anymore. Can I get a better amen?
Amen.
But he's speaking to us day in and day out. He's talking to our hearts. He's healing us. He's touching us. He made a way of escape for us. He sent his son as this gift of salvation. He went to a cross to die. And when we see the cross, we see the cross as a bloody massacre of ugliness and pain. But if you look at the cross from the position of where what he did for you, it's a picture of beauty and love and grace. And every single drop of blood that he shed was for your redemption. So that you could be saved, so that you could have life. Not just a little, overflowing, abundant, great. He took stripes upon his back. It was painful. It was brutal. Almost unbearable to think. But every stripe that he took upon his back, so if you're here in this place today and you're sick in your body or you have disease or what's going on in your life, you could be healed today. If you walked in this place today with oppressed and having anxiety and God wants to come heal your heart today. His blood is sufficient for all of that. He came with the gift of love. One of the most powerful things in the scripture is not only that God loves us, but with his grace flowing in our lives and his purpose flowing out, we love one another. The cross has this reaching to heaven, but it also has this, the arms that are reaching to one another. And his love reaches to us. It touches our life. What a powerful thing it is that we can love one another. There are no boundaries. There are no distinctions. We're all one body because of the grace of God. He loves us. And he loved us before we ever knew of his love. Before I ever experienced his love, before I ever understood his love, before I ever was able to wrap my hands or heart around the grace of God, he loved me with this crazy, amazing love that he loved me first. And his heart was open to me. And I didn't have to work or strive or beg or plead for his love. His love was in abundance for me. Abundance. I don't feel any pressure today. I don't feel any pressure to bring God some gift so that he loves me. I don't feel any pressure today to perform in some way so that he loves me, because he loves me good day, bad day, whatever kind of day I'm having. He loves me with this amazing love. And he loved me before I ever knew how much he loved me. He loved me when I was weak, broken, busted up. He loves me. And this gift will last for all eternity. When you give your life to Christ and you say yes to him, You step into all eternity of abundance of the goodness of God. Are you saying, Pastor, that we'll never have bad days? I'm saying when you have a bad day, he's going to be with you in your bad day. And it's eternal. You know what I like about it? It requires no assembly. It needs no batteries. And it has a lifetime warranty. And every time it breaks down, he puts it back together again. He came to take your place, take on all your sins. He gave his life that we might have life. I found this prayer in Psalms 51. I thought it was beautiful, and I want to pray this prayer as I read it today. I want it to be a prayer over our lives today. It says, Lord, I've been a sinner from my birth. Sin corrupted and polluted my soul. I know that you delight to set your truth deep into my spirit. So come into the hidden places of my heart. Teach me wisdom. Purify my conscience. Make this leper clean again. Wash me in your love until I'm pure at heart. Wash me in your love till I'm pure at heart. Would you just whisper that to the Lord this morning? Wash me in your love till I'm pure at heart. Fill me, Lord, with your abundant life. Come and rescue me, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my mind. Cleanse my spirit. Cleanse all of me. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good. Thank you for this gift. Thank you for your son, Emmanuel, God with us, Emmanuel, eternal goodness with us, Emmanuel, peace on earth, peace living inside of me. If you're here today, and you've never said yes to the Lord, you've never given your life to Christ, can I just take just a minute? Can we just pause for a minute? I just feel led to do this right now. Religion makes coming to Jesus so difficult. It makes it so hard. There's no work that you have to do. He did it all for you at Calvary. The scripture tells us that we're saved by grace, not by any of our works. We're saved by the goodness of God. And before the world was ever framed, he foreknew you and he planned to have this reunion with you today. This moment with you today. And when you give him your yes and you say, yes, Lord, not just with your mouth, but with your heart and honesty before God. God, today I say yes. I love you. I care about you. I want my life to be different. Purify my heart. Wash away all of my sins. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus. At that moment, I believe that the Lord forgives you and your life is immediately you enter into the kingdom of God. This was a beautiful thing, though. When Jesus came, he did all of these wonderful works here on earth, but just before he left, he said to his disciples, I must go away. But I'm going to send you the gift. I'm going to send you a gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it's going to be your comforter. And it's going to live in you, and it's going to be your teacher. It's going to be your guide. It's going to be your instruction. And you don't have to walk aimlessly through this world anymore because you're going to have a GPS inside of you. The Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you and directing your paths. That's the beauty of Him. So He doesn't just wash us clean, but He fills us full. And He fills us full not one time, but over and over and over again. So if this is your first time to say yes, or it's your millionth time to say yes, can we say yes together today to the Lord? Can we say yes? Can you bow your heads all over this place this morning? With your head bowed, if you're here this morning and you just want to give your life to Christ, why don't you just, with no one looking around but me, why don't you just slip your hand up to the Lord today? Say, Pastor, I want to do that today. I just want to give my life to the Lord. There's one. There's another. There's another. There's another. There's another. That's beautiful. Our prayer team is coming. I want to pray with you this morning. Father, we're just so thankful for your Son. We're thankful for the cross. We're thankful for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this gift that you sent as a baby boy wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, but today we're thankful, Lord, that He has sent His Spirit into the earth to fill our hearts. And He took all of our shame and all of our guilt away. And He gave us life. So today we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins. Wash us with this purity of your heart, our hearts. And cleanse us, oh God. In your lovely name we pray. In Jesus' name. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to stand. If you're here today and you have any need whatsoever, if you come today, you raised your hand a while ago and you came for salvation, then we want to pray with you. If you have sickness in your body, we want to pray with you. If you just need a touch from heaven, we believe God wants to give you a fresh touch today. And we're just excited to share this gift with you today. Very excited to share this gift with you today. So when you come today, whatever your need is, whatever it is, this is Christmas. Come and receive today the greatest gift in the world. God bless you. Let's stand today. They're going to sing. You're free to come. We want to pray with you. I believe God has something special for you today. If you need to go, God bless you. Have a wonderful Christmas. We love you. God's grace be upon your life. In Jesus' name we pray.